The coaching marathon continues here on the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. I'm with K-State University, Eddie Greer here, coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. Here on this Tuesday, recording another coaching edition of this podcast as Colin Klein's staff is definitely coming together fast and furious out there in Manhattan, Kansas. Your first time listening to this podcast, thank you so much for tuning in to the latest episode of this podcast. iTunes, Spotify, or ever to your favorite K-State podcast. And we're closing the book on 2025. Definitely want to make sure you tapped into this podcast, unlike another individual. So we'll leave it at that. Don't get me started. Do not get me started. I might have to save that for a bonus pod on the EG3 pod. Just saying. Just saying. But anyway, I was fine for getting some unnecessary news off podcast. But anyways, we'll handle it. But anyways, Eddie Greer, all things K-State sports, football, men's, women's basketball, women's volleyball, women's soccer, track and field coming soon. Also, women's rowing. Let's see, baseball as well coming on the other side of 2026. Yeah, so we got all that and then some as well. So obviously, we cover more than just football and men's basketball. Staying on football, and I mentioned at the top, more coaching additions continuing to fill out for new head coach Colin Klein and the K-State football team. The latest, there's two more. So two more on Sunday. Already took care of those. And I'm going to put those out in order. And continuing, and there was two more yesterday. And then Nick Toth, I believe. Yes, Nick Toth was named a new linebackers coach yesterday there as well. It says Toth. We're going with that. Yeah, so he comes to Manhattan. Nick Toth is from the Air Force, where he served the last four seasons as the Falcons safety coach there as well. So there you go on that. Gene Taylor. Wait, hold on a second. Yeah, so here we go. So this is actually Nick, not Gene Taylor. Gene Taylor, the athletic director for K-State. His name was mentioned in here. I thought it was him for a minute. But yes, this is Nick talking, quote, here on the K-State Sports article here. Quote, Gene and I are fired up and blessed to be a part of Colin and Shaylin's K-State football family. And he goes on to say here, quote, K-State Athletics has a standard of excellence that Gene Taylor has pushed to the highest level in a championship tradition that legendary coach Bill Snyder created is what all coaches strive to be a part of. We cannot wait to get to work. Emon, again, pumped up. Nick Toth, the new linebackers coach now at K-State under the new era of Colin Klein, who was named the 36th head coach at Kansas State. This is the Purple Project Podcast, all things Kansas sports. Eddie Greer here, recording another coaching edition here. Well, I see out there at Kansas State, the latest Nick Toth. There's two more announced yesterday. I'll get to the other one before I get on the rest of my day, or I'll save that for this afternoon. But Toth, continuing on here, staying on track. Stay on track here, folks. Because, yeah. But anyways, Toth, Eddie, let's just stay on task here for a few more minutes. Toth brings 7 years of defensive coordinator experience to K-State, serving in that role for Mercyhurst back in 2006, Ashland in 2007-08, Fresno State. So another Fresno State connection. He was there from 2012 all the way to 2015 while he called the Air Force defense during the second half of the 2025 season as well. He also been a part of 13 teams that have advanced to postseason play. Toth worked on the same staffs as K-State. Yeah, that's what I was going to bring up. Jordan Peterson. Yeah, so another mini connection on the staff. He worked with Jordan Peterson at A&M from 2010 to 11, and then back again to Fresno State 2012 through 2026 there as well. Colin Klein here in another statement here. Nick, quote, Nick brings a wealth of experience from a schematic and recruiting standpoint And he goes on to say, he is of extremely high character and hardworking. We are also excited to have him help us take K-State to the next level, end quote, there as well. Toth, 2 years ago, was part of a Falcon defense unit that led the Mountain West Conference in total defense, 341 yards a game, while Air Force ranked third nationally on first down defense, 27th in passing defense, which was passing defense was just around 188 yards there given up. His work in 2024 came off the heels of helping safety Trey Taylor win the 2023 Jim Thorpe Award as the nation's top defensive back. While Taylor was also a first-team All-American, Toth helped the Falcons to the number one total defense in the Mountain West Conference for five straight seasons. Toth was a part of the Air Force defensive staff, became part of that defensive staff back in 2022, led the nation in total defense, allowing 254 yards, while the Falcons ranked second in pass defense, 159 yards there as well, third in scoring defense, fifth in rushing defense, and 13 points allowed in that stretch. That was good enough for sixth in school history right there as well. So there's a little bit of note there. I'm going to try to finish this up here in just a moment. We're going to step aside for a minute or two. We'll be back and to talk more Nick Toth after this here on the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. What's up, K-State Nation? Back here on the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Eddie Greer checking back in with y'all here, recording another coaching edition here for the football team on December 23rd, 2025. That much close to Christmas. Tomorrow's obviously Christmas Eve. Got to work that. And then, and then obviously got Christmas going on. So luckily, I mean, don't have to work too much this week there, given the holiday season as well. So, but, oh yeah, by the way, yes, Merry Christmas to all K-State Nation, for the exception of one particular person, not K-State related. I'm really trying not to go over PG-13, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, we might have to unleash on the EGP podcast. Just saying. Anyways, Nick Toth was hired yesterday as the. I was in a good mood. I was in a good mood here on this Tuesday morning. Then knew that came up. That text came through, and yeah, not happy. I'll tell you that right now, and not gonna put up with it. Not gonna put up with it anymore. So next time I see that particular person, yeah. That's all I'm going to say for that. Nick Toth. I'm happy about this hire, Nick Toth. And again, this defense, well, the coaches related to this defense for K-State, Jordan Peterson, hired as defensive coordinator. And I found out there's going to be another co-defensive coordinator. We're getting into that in the next episode of the coaching hires for K-State. But Nick Toth seems like, again, I talked about Joe Klineman giving his flowers, but again, this K-State defense, you want to get back to being that dominant defense, that quote-unquote lynch mob defense. Probably should not have said that, but hey, I'm just saying what K-State players were saying back in the day, right? So, but you want to go, let's just put it in a nicer way. You want to get back to that dominant defense, there we go. Then you got, again, these coaches bring a lethal of experience to a defense that, again, turned the corner the last several years under Joe Klineman. Now, Joe Klineman, obviously, going to Baylor as his same position. We talked about that a couple weeks ago. If you're not an everyday on this podcast, then go back to the feed and check that out. Just finishing some notes here on Nick Toth, the new linebackers coach here. Before Oregon, Toth spent three seasons at UCF as the Knights special teams coordinator. UCF won the 2018 American Athletic Conference, which in that season earned them a trip to the Fiesta Bowl, that which produced a 10-3 record there. And of course, and then the year after that, the Grass Gorilla Bowl, when they beat the Gators I do remember that. There as well, there as well. And then, yeah, it goes on here. And he has other coaching stops. We talked about Fresno State already. Air Force there as well. And then A&M, where the connection with Jordan Peterson comes into play there as well. So, and then Nick Toth, originally, we haven't gotten to this yet, from Cleveland, Ohio. He played both running back and DB, defensive back, for Ohio from 1994 through 1999. He earned his undergrad in political science from Ohio in 1999, in addition to his master's in athletic administration back in 2002. He has a wife and three sons and a daughter as well. So, again, this defensive coaching staff really legit. Coming up next level, Jordan Peterson. Now you add in Nick Toth to the mix, and we'll get into the next hire, who is now the co-defense coordinator for Jordan Peterson there as well. So there, a lot. Nick Toth does bring a lot of experience to the staff on the defense side of the ball. So Colin Klein, knocking this out of the park right now. Obviously, Colin Klein, a new head coach. K-State legend, former player, Heisman finalist, you know what it is, Big 12 champion of that side, right? And he's just coming off of a college football playoff appearance as offensive coordinator for Texas A&M on that side as well. So Nick Toth yesterday, one of two more coaches. We have had four coaching hires in the last 2 days. And obviously, if you need to be every dayer, these episodes will be coming out any order of these hires. So you're gonna get an episode Christmas Day, regardless of the fact as well. And I believe I'm gonna throw in a women's soccer episode on Christmas Day. So probably 2 days, probably on morning and night for that matter. So I'm gonna work on that today as well. So we're gonna have y'all set obviously through the week. Nothing this week for KSA Athletics until Sunday, when the basketball team takes center stage and will finish out the non-con against Louisiana Monroe. So there's some nuggets there on your new linebackers coach, Nick Toth, coming from Air Force, the Pearl Project Podcast, all things KSA sports. Did it wherever you get your podcast. We are a daily podcast. I'm getting too mixed up now. And I'm a little too amped up from what just happened before the podcast. So it does not help, but I apologize for spilling it over a little bit. But we'll handle it. We'll handle it one way or another, right? But anyways, yes, K-State Sports, Pearl Project Podcast, get it, iTunes, Spotify, except one person, wherever you listen to your podcast there. And, of course, make sure you tell a fellow K-Stater about the Pearl Project Podcast. We're going to close out 25 in style and hopefully ring in 26 with a no-nonsense attitude. Let's just say that there as well. But Colin Klein, your new head coach of the football team, yesterday adding two more new coaches to the staff. One of those was new linebackers coach Nick Toth. Alex Aiden out there in Santa California, Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another football edition of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Go Cats.